Gracias.
I thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank Mr. Filippo Grandi, the High Commissioner of the UNHCR, for his initial statements in the exchanges of views of this ExCom. We're also grateful to the Executive Director of UNICEF for her statement. A year ago, in this very room, the Global Forum for Refugees met. Little did we know at the time what was about to hit us, the sudden and speeding events in connection with COVID-19 and its challenges. In particular, we did not know what impact it would have on the most vulnerable groups, including persons of concern of the UNHCR. Despite these new challenges, Colombia reiterates its commitment to solidarity with and historic gratitude to the Venezuelan people and to the over 1.8 million citizens of Venezuela in our country. As one of the first things we did was to come up with a six-point plan to effectively include these Venezuelans in their and their host communities in how we responded to the pandemic. Since the 14th of March, the border between Venezuela and Colombia has been closed because of the high epidemiological risk represented by movement of people. However, humanitarian corridors have been left open to enable Venezuelan citizens to return home. Some of them decided to do so because of COVID-19. However, the Venezuelan regime established limits for the entry of its own nationals. These restrictions imposed by Venezuela gave rise to a significant clustering of peoples on the Colombian side of the border who were all waiting to be able to go back to their country in adequate health and humanitarian conditions. The national government and the local authorities on the border have been able to tackle this situation with the available resources to them. To tackle the situation, we set up healthcare transit centers providing housing, food, personal hygiene kits, bedding, showers, baths, and where we carry out screening, health screening. To date, around 100,000 migrants have returned home, which represents 5% of the total number of Venezuelan migrants. However, with the lifting of the lockdown in Colombia and the reopening of certain sections of the Colombian economy recently, what has happened is that Venezuelans have started to come back to Colombia. This is not about to stop. And thus, we are facing new challenges, both in terms of protection and inclusion, and as well in terms of health risks. Greater economic recovery and greater inclusion of migrants, Venezuelan migrants, are the challenges we have to face in this post-pandemic situation. Furthermore, the national government and local authorities have guaranteed health care to Venezuelan migrants who were infected or might be infected by COVID-19. The care for foreigners is exactly the same care we provide to any Colombian citizen. We are working with international cooperation, with humanitarian organizations and local authorities to create new isolation areas or hospital areas for those migrants who need to isolate but who don't have the capacity to self-isolate. Our migration authorities extended the deadlines for all migration situation permits so that people could continue to stay in the country during the quarantine and to ensure that they didn't become further vulnerable. We've been using available technological tools also to be able to accelerate the applications for refugee status in our country and thus be able to deal with the 17,000 refugee applications which are currently being processed. Mr. Chairman, we will continue to meet our commitments under the Global Compact on Refugees, and in particular through our program called Children First, to prevent statelessness. As in that context, we have granted Colombian nationality to over 47,000 children of Venezuelan parents born in Colombia since 2015. We pay tribute to UNHCR and to international cooperation who've enabled us to meet the challenges of the pandemic. In particular, UNHCR has been able to helped us to strengthen our healthcare system throughout Colombia, and we've received unearmarked cash transfers to be able to provide food and accommodation to Venezuelan citizens. UNHCR has also given us strong support in as we built a healthcare center in Maicao, which is a border town seeing the transit of many Venezuelans. To date, in fact, 3,700 Venezuelans have been cared for in that centre. In this difficult times, we thank UNHCR and the international community, but we should recall that because of the scale of the phenomenon and the new challenge of the pandemic, the support we're receiving is falling, and yet we are needing it more and more. We will continue to honour our commitments of solidarity to our Venezuelan citizens and to the Global Compact of Refugees. And we hope we'll still be supported in UNHCR in the process, and we'll still be supported by the international community in the process. We thank you very much.